Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, with all the distractions in our world, is anything real? How do we recognize real? Evil is real, and we see lots of that. There are only two sexes, and when you hear somebody say otherwise, you're listening to an evil agenda. The candidates are real, they're people, but their rhetoric lacks validity, not substance, very little truth, if any, and the sincerity, well, that's not real. In fact, it's much of the time evil. The hate is real. We see those, both Republicans and Democrats, hating and working against the current president. That's real. Their talk, speaking of Congress, about human rights and Constitution, that's rhetoric. That's not real. They don't mean a word they say. The American people have been lied to for so many years, we barely can recognize the truth these days. And it would seem, oftentimes, the truth really kind of scares us. However, if you don't look for the truth, or look to the truth, then you, meaning you and me, will be enslaved to the lies. How do we break those chains? With truth, with education, not government education, I'm not talking about that kind of education, paying attention. And using a little common sense, that helps. All the activity in politics today, well, most are simply theatrical and meant to distract. There are many of them lies, based on lies. And I want to believe somebody, somewhere, cares about the wrongs that have been done and continue to be done. Lies are what we hear. But there's one thing, unfortunately, that isn't a lie, and that's the fact that evil seems to be running D.C. Now, let's try to cut through the shiny distractions and get real for just a little bit. We have with us today, she's been a loyal sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading, and we welcome her today as we try to cut through and chase away all the lies. I don't know if we've got that many arms and legs to chase away all the lies. Melody, welcome back to CSC Talk Radio.
Well, thank you very much. It's always nice to be here, always fun to be here, and I always appreciate it. Thank you.
You know, I have an article about Beto. You know, Beto's the table dancer. You know, I thought I was the only one that noticed that, but I saw Ed Rollins last night on a show, and he was saying he needs to stay off the tables. He's turning people off with the tables. But he's doing kind of an apology tour. You know, he's apologizing for being white and rich and privileged and all this and that. I said, he's so sad, I don't even think he can vote for himself. You know, what these people are saying is comical, but yet at the same time it's scary, and it's, I don't know, he's one I kind of like to laugh at, but you know, I thought it was funny. I thought I was the only one noticing he was standing on the tables all the time, and Rollins said that might have worked in Texas, but that's not going to work everywhere else. He needs to stay on the tables. So anyway, what do you see what's going on? I mean, This array, of course, they, you know, when we had the last election, they made fun of all the Republican candidates that were running. And so now we've got the chance to make fun of all the Democrat candidates that are running. But they're really a sad lot, I think. Not that the Republicans weren't, but I think they're a pretty sad lot right now.
Well, I mean, I think they are, but I think that the key thing is, and that's good for our side, is none of them can beat Trump. So, you know, I don't think they will be able to, you know, of course it depends on what happens in the next, you know, year and a half. You know, we have a lot of issues to face, and there's a lot of things that's brewing. But,
Something could happen tomorrow.
I mean, none of them there, you know, I mean, I don't care what Biden's, but one thing that we can't take it for granted, because the Democrats will be out in force, and so I hope the Republicans or in the I'm not going to call us Republicans, I'm going to call us conservatives. The conservatives, I hope we're out there in force also, because it will be a big battle.
Well, you know,
this really isn't an issue about President Trump and the nominee. It really is an issue about us.
I think you're absolutely right.
I think it's an issue about it's us against them sort of a thing.
Well, it is.
And,
you know, when they talk about the deep state, or they talk about this coup against the president, or they talk about all this stuff that's going on, it's really not against the president. It's really against the people. That's who they're upset with. He just happens to be the one we set in place up there. It's not. It's us that they're really mad at.
Well, I don't, and, you know, perhaps I watch too much news, but I don't think this election is anything has to do with issues. I don't care what your issues are. It is going to be them against us. And that's how I see it. You know, and certainly there's a lot of people out in this country that don't, you know, that can't follow the news, and you know, that, you know, maybe they don't even know the issues. They just know how it is affecting them, you know, in their pocketbooks and so forth and whatnot. You know, there's a lot that aren't caught up in what we talk about on a daily basis. So, you know, I don't know, but it is about the people. It is, and we're going to be, both sides are going to be out in force.
I think you're right. I think you're right. You know, but I was looking at an article regarding Bernie Sanders, and he's losing the youth. Maybe they're lacking the ability to keep focusing on some of the stuff he says, or their short attention span. But he's losing the youth, and it doesn't really say where they're going, other than it says that he was at 46% in February, and it dropped to 45%, and now it's down to 33%. And Joe Biden is 39%. I don't see anybody, and I agree with you that I don't think anybody running right now can beat President Donald Trump. But I don't see anybody that's really a viable nominee for their party.
I mean, the reason Bernie is down is because Biden took, you know, he took those followers,
young folks.
He took the vote. So I mean, that's, you know, to me that's explainable and so forth. But yeah, I mean, who's there? I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, it was just as bad as the 16 that we had. Are you kidding me?
they're all trying to be the evil dictator leaders. While they say, oh, it's constitutional. Oh, they say it's humanitarian, and it's all a bunch of lies, and it's just crazy. We do have some good news, and I want to bring that up.
Oh, I know what you're going to talk about. It is really good news.
It's very good news. And we're going into a break, so we're going to leave everybody. There's two good news.
It's fabulous.
And you probably know both of them. It's absolutely so wonderful. It brings tears to my eyes. That's how good it is. And let's hope it stays that way. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. We're visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She's a sponsor of the show. Give her a call at 375-4188. Or just give us a call right here at 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America. Using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We talk of all the bad stuff and the evil things that are going on in this world, and we are fighting it. They are fighting it in different areas, and we're winning in some areas, and abortion seems to be one of them right now that we have some good news on. And this is the state of Alabama, and they have passed a bill to ban nearly all abortions. And they have taken it up a step to make it a felony. So the doctors that perform these abortions, unless it truly is saving the mother's life, and you know that's like a 0.001% that's even an issue with. But this is happening across the nation in certain states, and this one passed big. It was 25-6. They're basically called the heartbeat bills. As soon as they hear a heartbeat, they call it life. And they hear that heartbeat early in these pregnancies. And so this is good news, and it almost makes me cry that it passed so overwhelmingly. I don't know who those six people were in Alabama, but if I was in Alabama, I'd get their names. So that's good news, Melody. I don't know if that's the one you thought I was going to tell or not. But there's another
one. Yes, it's absolutely fabulous. Now they still have to wait for the state governor, Kay Ivey, to make the final decision. But she's a Republican, so I can't imagine there'd be any reason why she wouldn't. You'd think that, she'd sign it and so forth.
Of course,
and it wouldn't have gotten as far as it had she not supported it, I believe. So.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think we will see battles in the courts. We will see those. Of course, Melissa Milano is having a battle all her own. We won't even go there today. But in Pennsylvania, go ahead.
I just want to say this one thing. The bill's sponsor was Republican Terry Collins. So those down there in Alabama, give them a phone call. Not only do we call them to complain to them, but you should also call them and congratulate them and thank them for doing a job well done. And one of the nasty ones who probably didn't sign for it, Democratic Senator Bobby Singleton. So those of you in Alabama, well, you know what you
make
do. It's next election, and you can also make them a phone call because he says you don't care anything about babies having babies in this state being raped and incest. And so, you know, it just boggles the mind sometimes.
Well, and, you know, I have in my hand another one coming from, you know, Nancy Pelosi. They have turned down a vote against infanticide 42 times. So actually 44, but it's 42 times that they have refused to go to vote on it. And that is just something that is so evil that I can't hardly even comprehend it. But also now some good news in Pennsylvania, which really surprises me. The House of Representatives passed a bill there yesterday that bans abortions on babies diagnosed with Down syndrome before birth. That one passed.
I got goosebumps on that one.
Oh, I know. And this news place that I use is lifenews.com. And they had the most beautiful little picture of a little Downs baby. And just, I mean, the smile on their face is just wonderful. But this one was 117 to 76, so it didn't pass as large. But it was still a pretty good, telling.
And you know what, though? I'm sure everyone knows someone who, during their pregnancy, had said they were going to have a Down syndrome baby. And did they want to abort it and so forth? And I know many who didn't, and the babies are born fine. They have no issues. They were not Down syndrome. So, you know.
You know, one of my daughter-in-laws that recently had a baby here in the last 2 years, she was older. And so she was a high risk for that. And they just kept on and kept on and kept on. And she just finally told him, you know, it doesn't matter if it is or not, because I will have this baby. And the doctor looked at her, you know, it was like, I guess they don't understand somebody that really loves life. It doesn't matter. I'm going to have this. And, of course, she had the baby, and the baby was just fine. But but I know many who do have Down syndrome children, and they're just such a blessing in their lives. I mean, they're not something to be scared of. They're beautiful children. And anyway, so
I can remember Down syndrome babies, you know, when I was young. And, of course, even people that are handicapped, I mean, society has changed, and they have welcomed them into, you know, I'm sure not everywhere, but for the most part, they become a very viable part of society. And, you know, we've addressed them differently. I mean, and... So, yeah, I mean,
a young Down syndrome young man. He's a man, not a child. And he has his own business, and it's a crazy socks business. And they are. They're crazy-looking socks. And that's his business, and the proceeds that he gets from it go to one of his, I would assume, Down syndrome children, but I don't know for sure, but it goes to a charity. And he's got this business going, and he's doing very well at it. You know, it's just there's so many, we don't need to count people out because God created everyone. But this is such a blessing that people are recognizing life. And, of course, technology has helped with that. We can hear those heartbeats. When I had my very first child, that was back in 1972, and it would have been in 71 of December. That baby was born in July. And in December of 71, we heard the heartbeat. Now they hear the heartbeat much, much sooner than that today because technology is so much better. And so this is going to save lives. And, yeah, there's going to be people like Alyssa Milano, which is just so ridiculous. You know, we're going to have abstinence until you can tell us we can kill the babies we create. It's like crazy. I don't know. But those are the happy things. We do have that going for us. That it's great news, and I'm kind of like you. It just makes me want to cry because it's so many lives are going to be saved.
Yes.
So those are good things. What's going on in the markets today? It's been hard to follow, and I know it's been a crazy week since last week when we started with this little war with China again, and wanted to kind of see what you had to say about that.
Well, you know, same different day, same thing, different day.
Yes, yes.
You got your ups, you got your downs. No one really cares the truth about things, and you know, we're just going to play it out. The government's going to continue to print, and you know, it's just, it really is the same old, same old. And I hate to say it, because I know where it's headed, but people just aren't willing to accept where we're headed while we're being so distracted with all this news and so forth, whether, you know, a lot of it is true, a lot of it is fake, a lot of it is good, a lot of it is evil. It's just, you know, I think, you know, in the markets, in the economy, we're, you know, it's
we know
difficult
those are manipulated.
To see a good side. Pardon?
We know those are manipulated. We know that.
Sure, they're manipulated. You know, and when it comes to the tariffs, I don't know how much of it is theatrics. You know, it used to, and I remember Greenspan saying, you know, it doesn't matter. It's not what the Fed does that changes markets. It's what the Fed says. And now it's almost like to the president, nobody even cares about the Fed anymore, which I guess to some degree is a good thing. But on the other hand, they still control things. And, you know, but it's with the trade tariffs, it's almost like the same thing with President Trump. It's not what he does, it's what he says that moves the markets. So, I mean, we're, you know, this trade deal is going to have to play out. You could call it a trade war if you want. But I'm still questioning the impact of the benefits to where we're at in today's world. I agree with tariffs. It is what made America great. It was what made our economy great. It was an important factor all of these years. But when we have consumers that are addicted to debt, and they're addicted to the cheap products, I don't know how it works. It's pretty hard to take a drug addict off of drugs without going through major withdrawal. And I think this is going to be the same thing. And so, I've read many articles and so forth where everybody's willing to take some pain. If we can get our economy back and going and so forth. And I think what's really happening is our countries are just repositioning. They're repositioning.
That's
I heard someone phrase it as reordering. You know, it's just like what we did. We all used to buy from Penny's and Sears. Now we're buying online. It's kind of maybe the same thing.
I miss going into the shop, though. You know, I miss going into the shop. I like to go into the shop. I guess I'm telling my age there.
Sure, but buying has changed.
It has.
Buying and purchasing habits have changed.
We're going into a break. I want to talk to you about some of the banking that's gone. It's been, you know, AOC and Sanders, they're like this. They're really close now. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Keep your food fresh and save money with VacuPack. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. Tom Dolder of the Professional Marketing Group offers superior vacuum sealers. Their signature unit, VacuPack Elite, has proven the test of time and will outlast and outperform similar units on the market today. Store items such as coins, collectibles, pictures, silver, or copper with no tarnish, no freezer burn, no moldy cheese, lessen your food waste by 90%. VacuPack protects your food and items from oxidation, mold, and freezer burn. Every unit they sell has an in-house warranty, plus Tom offers repair servicing and all accessories. Their motto, if we can't fix it, we don't sell it. Tom Dolder has been providing the best vacuum sealers in the industry for many years. Give Tom a call at 1-800-227-3769 and visit his website, vacupack.com. That's VacuPack.com. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we're visiting today with Melody Cederstrom. I do want to get to gold and silver, but I thought of you immediately when I saw this article, and that's AOC and Bernie Sanders. They're coming together, and they've got a great idea, Melody. They're going to use the post office, and they're going to start a federal bank at the post office and do away with all these other banks. You know, it's kind of like Kamala Harris. You know, she's going to do away with all insurance companies. We're only going to have the government. I don't see anything going wrong with that. Do you? I don't see anything could possibly go wrong.
Yeah, to ask how many billions of dollars in debt the post office is in. Yeah, that'll work well. You know, it's just like, oh, good grief. But the post office is in debt mainly because of they're required to pay their pension plan so many years in advance. So, you know, and they, you know, can't cover it. And, of course, they get affected by Amazon using them and so forth and whatnot. So, yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
You know, and I've been wondering, and you mentioned the Federal Reserve a little bit ago, and I asked the question yesterday, you know, with all this socialism and all this stuff they keep bringing up with the government in charge of everything, you don't ever hear them. Like you said, you don't hear them say anything about the Federal Reserve. Well, how's the Federal Reserve gonna work at all of that with the socialists and all that? I guess just the same as it has been. I mean, basically,
yeah, it would just be the same as it had. Yeah,
we're already socialistic anyway. So,
right. I mean, we've been socialistic for a very long time, so nothing would change with the Federal Reserve. You know, they'd
only have one bank to watch.
yeah. But I mean, it's just bizarre. And you know, again, that's all noise too. You know, and, you know, it's pie in the sky. And I'd like to think that people will eventually come to recognize that, you know, after all the hype and everything of everything. I'd like to think that, you know, we've taught our children a little bit better than that, that there's nothing free in the world, even though they might expect it, you know. But, and, you know, I still think Ocasio, she's still a, you know, one-term event. So.
Well,
hopefully.
I don't think she'll get reelected. I just can't see. I think she's aggravated. I think all three of those freshmen they've made so much noise that people are sick of looking at them.
See, I'm not even so sure that the plan right now is to actually bring in the socialists. It's planting the seeds. That's what it's doing.
Yeah.
You know, it's planting the seeds. And, you know, everyone thinks it's, you know, a good idea, and maybe it's not, you know, the millennials now, but what about their children and the future? Mm-hmm. I mean, it is the path. You get more jobs being replaced by robots, technology. That's why the universal basic income is being addressed so heavily. You don't want to give away free things, and it's just like the one Democrat candidate, Wang, I think his last name is. I heard him being interviewed. And I shared this story, I think, on your program before. He says everybody hates the term universal basic income. It's negative. You can't get any conservative to go for it. So we did a market research on various names that we could change it to. And we probably went through 100 different terms. Finally came up with one. I can't even remember. It was something like a constitutional dividend or something like that. And he says, you wouldn't believe how the needle changed. And everybody all of a sudden was for this. And that's what they do. And that's how they get people to start supporting various things, because they change it. And so, again, you know, that is the way of the future, unless we bring jobs back.
Mm-hmm.
But robots and technology, you know, unless that system collapses somehow, humans are being replaced. I mean, you have Amazon. I mean, they want to go 24/7.
They're going to use drones. I think they are in some cases now using drones to deliver.
Well, but in their warehouses and so forth, they don't need humans anymore. Robots work 24/7, so you need a couple humans to, you know, do the
Make
computer
sure the robots to, don't break down.
Yeah. Grease them, oil them, and send them on their way. It's a strange world that
put an apron on one and
if we get there. I mean, who knows? If there's a war with Iran or something like that, it might wipe out technology for a lot of years. Who knows?
Could. Yeah. Well, like I said, and when I started the show here, something could change drastically tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, everything could be totally different. We don't know. We're not predicting gloom and doom, but you don't know what's going on. I mean, things are really volatile. We've been going down this road, and all of a sudden, we've got a president that says, "Well, we're not going to put up with this anymore." And I don't think the other countries know how to handle that. Wait a minute, that's not happened. That hasn't happened before. What are you talking about? And so we have a lot of things that are in question, and. But, again, you know, even though we're trying to sort it all out, the only thing you can really take care of is home. Now, we can make input. We can, like you said, Melody, give these guys a call when they do something good and give them a call. If you're going to call them when they do bad, you got to call when they do good.
Absolutely.
But we have to take care of things at home, in our own home, in our own communities, in our own states, and, you know, where we've got the feds refusing to vote on infanticide. Or against infanticide, we have different states around that are trying to make a difference, and they are going to make a difference. But in our financials, you know, don't listen to AOC when she says, "That's okay, we can just print more money." That's what we've been doing, and that's the problem. It has no backing. So let's talk a little bit about the gold and silver markets right now and what's taking place. And I think you told me you had a package to offer the listeners today, too.
Yes, I do today. And, of course, gold and silver, I mean, It started to take off in the beginning of the week. We've had some pressure on it. Of course, the plunge protection team was there doing their job as they do so well. And I'm not sure where it's going to head up today, but I think we're seeing changes, and I don't think it's going to be a summer doldrum in gold and silver. This kind of does, I feel like we're heading into 2008 with the economy. Mm-hmm. And there's just too many things going on that could, you know, with the trade wars and everything else, and what's going on with, I mean, you know, everybody, the listeners know the whole list. So I think it's a great time to be buying on these dips. I mean, gold has been testing the 1300 level, can't seem to get above it and stay, but that's okay. It's building a good, strong base here, and maybe that's what we have to do. We have to build those foundations, just like I talk about in, you know, when you're buying your gold and silver. Build the foundation. And with gold and silver. So we do have a small package today. It's a great, it's a beginner's package, and it's pretty much the same package that I bring to this program all the time and also on my program. It's a 90% silver half dollars. It's a $25 face value. And we've also included a 1/4 ounce American Gold Eagle. Now, lots of times I'll use a smaller gold coin for this package, but we included a 1/4 ounce American Gold Eagle, and this package includes all included $765. So it's a real bargain at $765. And again, that's 90% silver, half dollars, $25 face value, 1/4 ounce American Gold Eagles for $765.
It's a good starter package, or it's a good add to it package. It's just an excellent package, and that's one you've been using for a while, and it's really a great package. Gives you a little bit.
Well, everyone likes it, and you know, it, if you're new to the market, it helps get your feet wet. You can buy one of these packages or 100 of these packages, so it's easily adaptable to whatever amount that you want to spend. And, if you want 100 of these packages, well, you know, I might say, well, you might not want all those 1/4 ounces. Maybe we'll give you some 1 ounce too, so you get a little more gold for your money. So, and that's what we do best here.
You can
count gold and silver.
They can give you a call and make up their own package if they want a little bit bigger package.
Absolutely.
Or want to have something else. Let me give that number, and I'll do it right this time. It's 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. If you have a question to ask her now, just give us a call at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. If you'd rather keep it between you and Melody, it's 1-800-375-4188. And Melody and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record, and I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow, but don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Are you proud to be an American? There should be pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand together and say, Buy Made in the USA. CSC Talk Radio is partnering up with Made in America, Made in the USA companies, products that are made with love as well as years of experience. MyPillow, 800-978-6168. McCall's Candles, 800-396-0332. Liberty Tabletop, 844-386-2338. And there's more to come. Whether you contact them via the CSC website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. Why buy American? Better quality products. Your money stays in the USA, and you're keeping Americans working. Visit CSETalkRadio.com and click on the All American Market button. That's CSETalkRadio.com, All American Market. Always use the promo code BethAnn.
We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can visit her website, sign up for her newsletter at dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. Give her a call and get started or add to your silver and gold collection, your portfolio at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. You know, we're not about the gloom and doom, but we are about being prepared and being ready, and this is part of that. And I'm going to let Melody kind of take over because we're on the final segment here.
Oh, you are you?
Yeah, we are. I'm just going to let you take over.
Oh, don't you have a question? We didn't ask for callers today. I sure would like a caller.
Well, yeah, I gave the number out, but I think they're busy listening. We've talked about quite a bit of stuff today. So 877-895-5410. We'll give it out again, 877-895-5410. But, you know, I do have a question. You know, we were talking about the Federal Reserve, and that is something that's curious to me because all this socialism that's going on and all the dictatorships, you know, we see what's going on in Venezuela. And, you know, I kind of look at that as America's future. We're becoming a third world country right away, and many of them will tell you, you can't have open borders and have a welfare state. It's just not going to work. And we're going to become, they're showing these horrible pictures, and that's something that this nation needs to deal with, of all these homeless on the streets. Now, many of them are there by their choosing, but they're there by permission. And, you know, they're shooting up with their drugs. They don't have bathrooms, so you know what the street looks like. And it's just getting unreal what's taking place in these cities. And we are rapidly going downhill as a country. And here they want to claim, well, we need to care about all of these others that are coming in at the border, humanitarian, when we have all of these folks of our own that are homeless. And the families that are having to deal with this in their neighborhoods. We do have a caller. We have Kevin from Ohio. Hey, Kevin, how are you today?
Hey, real great. Nice to talk with you ladies today.
Thank you.
It's especially wanted to call in and say thank you to Melody for all her support for shortwave radio broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
She's a stalwart in it, just always there. And I want to tell her thank you. Before I forget, too, Bethany, I want to mention, I bought my pillows over a year ago, and they don't fail. They're good every
day. No, they don't. They stay with you, don't they?
Yeah. They're a positive sleep factor.
Sleep's important. That's another part of being prepared. We got to get our rest.
Yeah, that's true. And I haven't bought anything from Melody in a long time now, but she when I've bought from her, she's always done me good. Really been a help over the years.
She is.
That's really what I want to say. I get the chance to say, tell people that she supports shortwave broadcasting and good information. You're a solid woman, Melody.
Well, you almost have me in tears, Kevin. Thank you very much. I do appreciate your call and your kind words. Thank you very much.
It's a fact. You really did do me some real good. You know, that's really what I wanted to say, and continue listening. Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty. Thank you.
You know, those are why we're still here, Melody.
It truly is, because, I've been doing this for almost 25 years, and I'll tell you what, there probably isn't a day lately that I haven't gone by thinking, you know what, maybe it's time. I always service my clients, but and then you get calls from Kevin, and you get the support, and it's like, no, you know what? What else would I do? This is a fight. And, in the beginning of the program, you talked about evil. And the problem with evil is that it isn't always noticeable. It's easy to pick out the ones that we see, hanging around and talking on TV and all this kind of stuff. But the true evil is in disguise.
You're right.
That's
difficult. It's wrapped up with a bow.
It's in disguise, and it's, you can talk about things, and, right away, when you're trying to peel back and expose that evil, sometimes it takes you down a path that it's you against everybody else because they think you're being critical of something or someone and so forth, and it's like, No, sometimes you have to go down these roads to find, it's not necessarily the object that might be, the topic of evil, but surrounding, that's...
Well, and they do disguise it,
that's
like
the
you
fight
said.
That I can't give up, is fighting evil.
Absolutely. We have another caller from Missouri. We have Betty. Betty, how are you doing today?
And thank you both. Good to hear from Melody. And
hi,
Betty. Hi, sweetie. I just want to say one thing. You know me. I usually run my mouth a lot, but I'll make it short because I'm watching the clock for you.
Thank you.
Both of you are right on about everything you're saying. One of the things that people don't realize is, and especially the new Congress people, they lied to their people to get their jobs. And it showed right away. They lied to the people that voted for them. And I've seen that with every one of them because, I'll watch everything, no matter who it is or what it is. And they lied to everybody. And as far as the babies, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We are excited about
that.
Thank
God.
Thank you, Betty.
And if they could see my sons, my grandsons, and my great-grandsons, they would realize how important that is.
It is our future.
Thank you so much for all you do.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And all these people buying online, they are killing our country because everything is coming from overseas.
Sure it is.
Yeah, and it's one reason... Walmart and a lot of other stores are putting in these automatic checkouts.
Yes.
It's getting to where they can't afford to hire people.
Right. Okay. Betty, I'm going to have to let you go. We're down to 30 seconds.
I know. It's not a matter that they can't. It's not a matter that they can't afford them. Is they don't have to, because they place the American worker in a position, and they bring in all of these, you know, these visas. You know, they're increasing that by what, 30,000 or 60,000 or something like that. They've lowered our wages. It's not that they can't pay them. If they lowered the competition, they lowered the ability for the worker to get a higher wage. Wages aren't going up. And then it all comes back to our fiat currency. You know, it's inflation. I say we exported our inflation when we started buying all these trinkets from China at cheap, cheap prices. The tariffs is kind of reversing that, and it will bring our inflation back. So, you know, some people don't mind paying a higher price. Some will.
We're out of time. I want to give your number. It's 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4888. You've been listening to CSE Talk Radio with Melody, bringing America home.
CSE Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.